An extra question for oral answer by a minister, number 13, proved to be unlucky for Associate Health Minister Pazeta Sam Lotawingham.
We move now to an urgent question from the Honourable Annette King, which I have accepted under Standing Order 388.
That allows members to ask an urgent question in the public interest, with advance copies to the Clerk of the House and the relevant minister, and, if accepted as being in the public interest and requiring an immediate answer, to be asked along with one supplementary question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, you've been notified. It's to the Minister of Health. Will he now declare a drinking water emergency under the Health Amendment Act 2007 in light of reports that E. coli has been discovered in a water tanker from a Hastings water supply parked at a school in Havelock North?
The Honourable Pacitar Sam Lotawingham.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, no. I am advised that the local council is taking action and that the water supplies for Hastings and Flaxmere are now being chlorinated. The daily tests for those supplies have been clear.
The Associate Health Minister then moved to get the government back on the front foot.
I can also advise that the Minister, Jonathan Coleman, has confirmed there will be a government-initiated independent inquiry into the Havelock North water contamination issue. This will be a wide-ranging inquiry to ensure that all New Zealanders can feel confident about the quality of drinking water supplies.
Mrs. King then got to ask her supplementary question.
So what would it take for the Minister of Health to declare a drinking water emergency, given that over 3,200 people now have been affected by gastric illness, and that the Mayor, Lawrence Yule, is saying that this latest result, quote, is a significant development we cannot explain?
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Pacitar Sam Lotawingham.
On behalf of the Minister, sir, I continue to be disgusted by the attitude of that member by playing politics with this issue.
Order, 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 order.
The Speaker sat the Minister down while he took a complaint from Mrs. King.
Mine was a straight question, and he started his answer being disgusted by the fact that I've raised this issue in this House when he didn't.
Now we'll allow the Minister to complete his answer.
Well, I'm still disgusted, Mr. Speaker, because this member plays politics when what is at issue here is the health and safety of those people in Havelock North and the Hawke's Bay. I visited the Hawke's Bay yesterday, and what the local people told me is they wanted their health services provided and they wanted accountability. And that's what this government is offering through this inquiry and the support that we're giving the local district council.
Associate Health Minister Pazeta Sam Lotawingham on a bad hair day for the government, with the Speaker, David Carter, upholding complaints from two opposition MPs about the Prime Minister's delay and correcting a mistake in an answer he gave to a question from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters on Tuesday. Instead, waiting till the next day for another question from Mr. Peters, who then complained to the Speaker, as did Labour's Chief Whip Chris Hipkins, with Mr. Carter responding before the start of question time.
Having considered it very carefully overnight, I think they are both absolutely right. An incorrect answer to a question cannot be corrected or modified by way of clarification.
Previous speakers had ruled that a correction could only be made by way of personal explanation and should be made as soon as the minister became aware of the mistake.
In future, any attempt to correct an answer by way of clarification on a subsequent day will not be acceptable. And I want to thank the members who have raised this issue with me.
Mr. Hipkins then raised a separate complaint arising from answers that the Minister for Social Development, Anne Tolley, gave to questions from her Labour shadow, Jacinda Ardern, on Wednesday about the creation of a ministry for vulnerable children.
The minister said that no such decisions had been made and that no announcements, and that she was jumping the gun to raise the matter. The minister then announced that very thing today. That can only have happened if the decisions had earlier been taken, unless there was an emergency cabinet meeting last night to do so. Therefore, so the only justification for her not answering the question yesterday could have been the public interest test. And I would put it to you that if ministers can put inconvenience around their communications calendar forward as a public interest test, then they could avoid answering almost any question in the House.
But Mr. Carter ruled that the Minister's answer was not inaccurate.
The Minister chose to answer it the way she did, and I am aware of an announcement that's been made within 24 hours of that. I think the Minister's answer will be judged accordingly.
Final word from the Speaker, David Carter. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.